You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of Naturopathy Earth Radio, or NPE Radio. I hope you're doing well this Thursday. Are you ready for a quickie? I'm ready for a quickie. So let's do a quickie on SSRIs and pregnancy. But before we begin, of course, the website is Naturopathic Earth, NaturopathicEarth.com. There you'll find loads of articles. Kate and I started that website about a year ago, and there's probably about 350 articles. We're cranking out articles and blogs and stuff on every topic imaginable regarding wellness and medical conspiracies and how the government's trying to hurt us. Case in point with today's topic. Also, we have a crowdfunding account through Patreon. Click on the link on the description of this episode or on the main page of the website, and you can donate $1 to $5 to $10 a month, and it would help out enormously. I do have the winner of this raffle. I mentioned in last week's interview with Ronnie Jimenez, which is a great interview, guys. Even if you don't have Crohn's disease or have been hooked on opioids, it's just a great episode. It's probably my favorite episode. Check it out. But in that one and the one that I did before that, I mentioned that we're going to have a raffle winner, a raffle drawing, and a winner, and that the person who wins will get a free consultation with me through phone or Skype to talk about whatever wellness health issues they have. The winner of this cycle is Amanda. Amanda. Look into my eyes and make me realize, Amanda, you and I, blah, 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 blah. That's a song from Boston, a big band in the late 70s. Okay, so she's going to win. So I'm going to contact her and we'll get that going. Also, I'm a certified paleo-inspired health coach. If you want to lose weight, contact me and maybe I can help you out. All right, let's get it on. All right, just so you know, this podcast episode is hot off the press. This is like going to Italy and getting a baguette fresh from the bakery when you open the door and you're like, hello, and they go, hello, customer, we got some bread for you. Here's some bread. It's very good. It's very good. This is Thursday morning, 6 a.m. CST. Oh, I think my tea is ready. Hold on, let me get my tea here. I hear the whistle of the teapot. I don't think I've done my horribly bad stereotypical Italian accent since episode 8, the episode on the clean eating guide to eating out. Right. Would you like gelato, spumoni? Would you like a cappuccino? All right, so today we're actually talking about a serious topic, and this is antidepressant use during pregnancy. This is extremely important. Now, we've talked about in previous episodes the effect of Big Pharma drugs on our health. And as a whole, they're not good. They are not good at all. So I thought this is very telling because I know some of you have heard about possible problems taking SSRIs in general. So I've mentioned in previous episodes that the most famous side effects of SSRIs, and SSRIs are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So essentially what they do is serotonin is the main mood hormone or neurotransmitter in the brain. And by increasing the amount of SSRI or its ability to be shot across the neurons, your mood would improve. So SSRIs, in theory, increase the amount of serotonin, therefore it would improve your mood. they're the oldest and most famous group of antidepressants. Now we have like SNRIs and there's other ones. But it is pretty well known that the major side effects are weight gain, sexual dysfunction, and already half of you right there are like, I'm out. I'm not taking these anymore. What? I can't get an orgasm and I'm going to gain weight? What? but then you got anxiety, right? Or like, well, why would I be taking an antidepressant? It's going to make me anxious? Now, of course, because they want you to take, you know, Ativan, Klonopin, Xanax, or Benzo or something to work on that. And then increased risk of suicide and homicide. Seriously? I mean, and go back to the episode I did, and this is probably like episode 12, where natural ways to treat depression, mild to moderate depression. My suggestion has always been, if you have mild to moderate depression, there is a panoply of ways to treat those problems. And if you want to go into that detail, go back to that episode. And of course, if you are severely depressed to the point where you are suicidal, then go to talk therapy and do all the natural things and perhaps take medications under the aegis of a good ethical psychiatrist. About 70% of people who are prescribed antidepressants and anxiolytic drugs, anxiety drugs, are prescribed by their OBGYN or their general practitioner who are not trained in that. And that's a major problem. But of course, they're much more convenient. You don't have to get a referral and you just get, you know, two for one, right? You go in and get your pap smears. I go, I'm a little depressed. Oh, here's an antidepressant. And then not to mention the withdrawal problems. I was listening to a great On Point, which is an NPR episode podcast series, and they had a great episode on getting off antidepressants and how hard it is. And they interviewed a psychiatrist. They interviewed a guy who wrote an article for the New Yorker, I believe it was, and he was talking about it. And even the psychiatrist that they brought on, who you know is going to be bought out by Big Pharma, he even said, yeah, we don't have any long-term studies showing that it isn't true that it is hard to get off of antidepressants. And I know anecdotally people who are antidepressants who are on them, and they've only been on them for like 6 months to a year, and they can't get them off. They can't get off them. When they do, they get shooting nerve pain. They get migraines. They get malaise and other issues. So, I mean, this is definitely to be known. But going back to the central point here, because I went a little off topic, this is pregnancy. So you are gestating a baby. So if we know these are the side effects when you are not gestating a baby, you are feeding and providing nourishment to that baby during its most sensitive state. And the most sensitive state to a fetus is the first 8 weeks, because all the organs are created by the eighth week. That's why the old joke is like, if you're smoking pot and drinking alcohol and doing all these horrible things, you know, lots of times you're doing them in that first month and you're already pregnant, and then you find out and some of the damage has already been done. But the first 8 weeks is very important. So we're creating a child. So the question is, do these antidepressants, do the chemicals in them affect the fetus? Well, if you go to like WebMD or any of the major mouthpieces, they're going to tell you, oh, no, they're fine. They're generally safe, just like the thing they do with cell phones. Oh yeah, the studies show that there's no proof that it absolutely hurts you. That's what that's what big telecommunications has been saying for 25 years. There's no evidence that it definitely hurts you. So then we make this logical, specious jump that, well, if there's no evidence that it obviously or for certain doesn't hurt you, then it must not hurt you at all. And of course, all the independent studies show that it does hurt you. And go back to those episodes on electromagnetic radiation issues. All right, so let's get to this article. This is from Citizen Commission on Human Rights. Yeah. Antidepressants and pregnancy are a dangerous combination. A mother taking Prozac, Zoloft, or other antidepressants of this type are increasing their risk of bearing a child with autism. Whoa. That's a pretty catchy first sentence. Most articles don't start with the big kaboom. Autism. Oh, well, that's, you know, the autism controversy goes in many directions. You know, a lot of people think it has to do with the vaccines. A lot of people think it's what you have to do with what you eat when you're pregnant. A lot of people think it's just purely genetic. And what we know is that it's skyrocketed the last 30 years. Now it's one in every, I think, 22 boys born today will have something, some sort of autism beyond the spectrum. It is a significant risk. They are twice as likely to have an autistic child as a mother who stays away from these drugs. And the danger increases when the mother takes the drug during the first trimester of pregnancy. Well, I just mentioned that. Good. In fact, these children are four times as likely to develop autism as a child with a mother free of antidepressants during pregnancy. Four times. Dr. Nushin Hajikani, an autism spectrum disorder expert, has urged women who are pregnant to, quote, err on the side of caution, close quote. Even animal studies show that exposing the unborn to such chemicals creates autism-like behavior. Quote, I think one has to be aware of the potential risk of having these types of drugs during pregnancy, and I really think twice before allowing them during pregnancy, close quote, says Dr. Hajikani. In 2010, she wrote a paper that theorizes too much serotonin during these crucial 9 months could be the cause of escalating autism in the population. Besides the danger of autism, Zoloft, which is one of them, has also proven to cause severe birth defects in infants exposed in the womb. Currently, six new lawsuits have been filed against Pfizer, which is a big pharma company that makes Zoloft. The victims have stated that their babies all have birth defects due to Zoloft, which was prescribed during their pregnancies. The infants suffered from severe heart defects, neural tube defects, that's the nervous system in the spine, and craniofacial deformities, as well as additional malformations. The cause was traced back to the use of Zoloft during pregnancy in all cases. The women took the drug as prescribed by their physicians. Physicians. Kate always makes fun of me because I can't say physicians. Physician. So it's not like they were overusing it. They took it as the doctor told them. Other devastating deformities have been recorded with the use of this drug during pregnancy. Among them, this is like a who's who of conditions you don't want your babies to be born with. Anencephaly. Now, anencephaly you might have heard of because of Zika. Zika causes anencephaly too. Portions of the skull and possibly the brain have not developed and are missing at birth. The New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, states this defect is seen 2.4 times more often in children born to a mother who took an SSRI such as Zoloft during pregnancy. So look, this isn't some crapshoot conspiracy theory source. JAMA, which is arguably the most prestigious medical journal in the world, says 2.4 more likely to get anencephaly if you're on an SSRI. So do you really want your child born with no skull, no brain? Most of those kids don't live. Another condition, amphalocele, one of the more abdominal organs are outside the body when the child is born. The New England Journal of Medicine states this defect is seen 2.8 times more often in children born to a mother who took an SSRI such as Zoloft. Great. Anal atresia. Yeah, anything anal does never sounds good. Anal atresia. The child is born with an anus missing or in the wrong place. The only treatment is surgery. This risk increases 4.4 times with the uses of SSRIs. I know about esophageal atresia. That's something I teach in the pathophysiology class. That's when you're born with your esophagus not connecting from the throat down to the stomach. It just dead ends in the middle of the way. Limb reductions. The baby may be born with missing or deformed limbs. Great. This risk is increased by 3.9 times with SSRI use. Clubfoot. The child has a foot bent the wrong way. The risk increase for this birth defect is 2.4 times higher with an SSRI use. We're on tea break. Oh, it's a little still too hot. The real product of the large pharmaceutical companies is children with ruined health and families tragically shattered. The heartlessness of Pfizer executives and others like them is staggering. Okay, that's a little editorial right there. In the late 1950s, thalidomide was thought to be a wonder drug to cure morning sickness in pregnant moms. But when a German newspaper reported over 150 babies were born with missing or flipper-like limbs, the makers of the drug finally stopped producing it in Germany. By spring of 1962, the drug was banned in most countries. I know about thalidomide. I used to show pictures of thalidomide babies to my students in my old school, and it's very sad. It's very sad. And I think there has been a documentary on thalidomide, and you know, major news outlets have covered this for decades because this is back in the 50s. And you find out, if you do the research, that the companies knew the company, of course, the companies always know, and then they just suppress it, that thalidomide possibly caused this problem, and they still put it out in the market. And this is the way it is with big food, big pharma, big telecommunication, big business. They will try to get away with as much as they can to maximize their profits until there's enough uproar where they have to affect change. So these thalidomide babies, you can see them now as adults. A lot of them are in their 60s and 70s now. And they look normal aside from the fact that they have flipper legs and flipper arms. It's quite disturbing. Will today's pharmaceutical companies ever take responsibility for the lives that they have ruined? No. I mean, lots of times they will pay out secretly or make payouts, but you never hear about those payouts in drug advertisement commercials, right? The best you get, like, this drug causes blah, 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 really, really fast, but there's never an end like, oh, and by the way, we just had to pay out $20 million to 7 families because this caused blah, 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 blah. You never hear about it. They got to suppress that, right? It's all about the business. Just like going, it's all about the base, right? It's all about the business. Antidepressants and pregnancies do not go well together. Psychiatrists and big pharma will continue to push Zoloft and other SSRIs on vulnerable pregnant women, but it's possible to refuse their so-called help and get educated on the dangers. All right. Okay, so let's review here. I want to be very clear because, like, for example, I've had a few students in the past, and when I talk about the dangers of antidepressants, they'll come to me privately or write a letter and be angry with me because they are on antidepressants and it's the only thing that they think is working to keep them from hurting themselves or whatever. And I want to be very clear here. If you have severe depression, like you've been hospitalized, like going back to Ronnie, in the previous episode, if you've been hospitalized for it, or you've been on suicide watch, or something grave where you are have a risk to harm yourselves and others, then by all means, you should be taking some form of medication. The reason I'm doing this episode and the reason I rail against big pharma is partly because Americans in general are overprescribed, and this is partly because of their fault. We can blame big pharma to a certain extent, but their businesses, their job is to exist and make money. Like I recently been doing the trivia app HQ, if you know about that. They do a live show twice a day and you can win money. And when my friend told me about it, I'm like, okay, how do they make money off of this? Well, I don't know. Maybe they just get money. It's like, no company exists if they're not making profit. That's the whole reason that they're existing. I mean, they can spin it like they're offering you some sort of service or convenience or product or something like that. But ultimately, they have to be getting a profit in the long run or the short run. I mean, Amazon hasn't been making a profit for who knows how long. But we can blame big pharma, but ultimately they are going to suppress stuff just to make money. So part of the onus falls on us for buying into this stuff and believing the commercials and always opting for the quick fix on everything. We don't want to do the deep work. We don't go back to that episode on breaking up on the Valentine special. We never want to look in the mirror and do the deep work and be like, I'm going to dedicate myself to fixing this in a naturopathic, holistic way. Let's exhaust all things that aren't going to make me want to kill myself, gain weight, have sexual dysfunction, or cause fetal abnormalities in my children. It's very hard to go down that road, but I think we need to have the self-respect to think that we deserve that. So part of the fault lies on us. A lot of it lies on big food for causing these vitamin and mineral deficiencies. We've talked about on the episode 1, I believe, on the microbiome and the importance of probiotics, how a good gut health increases naturally the amount of serotonin that you have, and therefore you have better mood. So you don't have to go down the road of having to take fake serotonin. But going back, so if you have mild to moderate depression, there are a host of ways to treat this. So if you ever get pregnant, or even if you're trying to get pregnant, I've read some articles about how it affects sperm development and in your egg development if you're on antidepressants when you're trying to get pregnant. And that's not to say you can't get pregnant when you're on these. Clearly, there's many women who have done that. But everybody is different. The epigenetics, everybody's made up a little different. And some people, because of the way they're wired, might have problems conceiving because they're on antidepressants.
But what I would say is, if any of you are mild to moderately depressed, please do the research. Please read the inserts of these drugs before you start popping them in, because they do have side effects. As this article demonstrates, they can hurt possibly the development of your fetus. And probably the worst thing is, let's say you are in a rough patch. Your father died, you're going through a divorce or a breakup, and you go to your OBGYN and you want something short term. The doctors don't tell you, because going back to that On Point episode, lots of times the doctors don't know, because these are just OBGYNs or PCPs, or even the psychiatrists don't know because there's no studies on it. But they're not going to tell you, oh, you might have problems weaning off this, and you might have to take this antidepressant forever and deal with the side effects forever. So be very careful. This goes back to like antacids. I've talked about that. You take antacids, you can never really get off of them, because the bounce back effect is so horrible with the reflux and the GI problems that you'd rather go back on them. So please, please, please just consider it. Exhaust all the other options before you go down the road of big pharma. I mean, honestly, that's like the mission statement of this website. All right, so last thing, please post a review for NPE Radio on Apple Podcasts, or Kate's Apothecary. Go check out that podcast series, or Confessions of an Obese Child, which is great if you're dealing with addictions. Please post a review. It would take you 2 seconds. Please hit that subscribe button right now on your phone. It would mean a great deal to us, and literally it's at no consequence to you. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine. Let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.